Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 17, where in 52 weeks we'll read the entire Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time, welcome. I'm so glad you decided to join us. And returning listeners, I'm so pleased to see you again. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'm always happy to hear what you have to say. Today's Thursday, so we're going to read from the book of Job, chapters 5 and 6. As you know, Job is classified as one of the books of poetry in the Bible. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info will be at the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for the episode number, in this case, episode 19. Well, let's get started. By the way, Job's friend Eliphaz is still speaking to Job as we begin. Job chapter 5. Call out, Job, see if anyone answers. Is there any angel to whom you can turn? To worry yourself to death with resentment would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. I have seen fools who looked secure, but I called down a sudden curse on their homes. Their children can never find safety. No one stands up to defend them in court. Hungry people will eat the fool's crops, even the grain growing among thorns, and thirsty people will envy his wealth. Evil does not grow in the soil, nor does trouble grow out of the ground. No, indeed. We bring trouble on ourselves, as surely as sparks fly up from a fire. If I were you, I would turn to God and present my case to him. We cannot understand the great things he does, and to his miracles there is no end. He sends rain on the land, and he waters the fields. Yet it is God who raises the humble and gives joy to all who mourn. He upsets the plans of cunning people and traps the wise in their own schemes, so that nothing they do succeeds. Even at noon they grope in darkness. But God saves the poor from death. He saves the needy from oppression. He gives hope to the poor and silences the wicked. Happy is the person whom God corrects. Do not resent it when he rebukes you. God bandages the wounds he makes. His hand hurts you, and his hand heals. Time after time he will save you from harm. When famine comes, he will keep you alive, and in war protect you from death. God will rescue you from slander. He will save you when destruction comes. You will laugh at violence and hunger and not be afraid of wild animals. The fields you plow will be free of rocks. Wild animals will never attack you. Then you will live at peace in your tent. When you look at your sheep, you will find them safe. You will have as many children as there are blades of grass in a pasture. Like wheat that ripens till harvest time, you will live to a ripe old age. Job, we have learned this by long study. It is true, so now accept it. Job chapter 6. If my troubles and griefs were weighed on scales, they would weigh more than the sands of the sea, so my wild words would not surprise you. Almighty God has shot me with arrows, and their poison spreads through my body. God has lined up his terrors against me. A donkey is content when eating grass, and a cow is quiet when eating hay. But who can eat flat, unsalted food? What taste is there in the white of an egg? I have no appetite for food like that, and everything I eat makes me sick. Why won't God give me what I ask? Why won't he answer my prayer? If only he would go ahead and kill me. If I knew he would, I would leap for joy, no matter how great my pain. I know that God is holy. I have never opposed what he commands. What strength do I have to keep on living? Why go on living when I have no hope? Am I made of stone? Is my body bronze? I have no strength left to save myself. There is nowhere I can turn for help. In trouble like this, I need loyal friends, whether I've forsaken God or not. But you, my friends, you deceive me like streams that go dry when no rain comes. The streams are choked with snow and ice, but in the heat they disappear, and the stream beds lie bare and dry. Caravans get lost looking for water. They wander and die in the desert. Caravans from Sheba and Tema search, but their hope dies beside dry streams. You are like those dry streams to me. You see my fate and draw back in fear. Have I asked you to give me a gift, or to bribe someone on my behalf, or to save me from some enemy or tyrant? All right, teach me. Tell me my faults. I will be quiet and listen to you. Honest words are convincing, but you are talking nonsense. You think I'm talking nothing but wind. Then why do you answer my words of despair? You would even roll dice for orphan slaves and make yourselves rich off your closest friends. Look me in the face. I won't lie. You've gone far enough. Stop being unjust. Don't condemn me. I'm in the right. But you think I am lying. You think I can't tell right from wrong. Sometimes the best thing a friend can do for a friend in trouble is to just be with them. Words from a well-meaning but ignorant friend can add to the pain, as Eliphaz has done here with Job. Eliphaz thinks he knows what he's talking about, but he's never suffered like Job is. He says, "Evil does not grow in the soil, nor does trouble grow out of the ground. No, indeed, we bring trouble on ourselves as surely as sparks fly up from a fire." Man, that's one of the worst things he could have said, isn't it? We know that Job has suffered these losses not because of anything he's done. On the contrary, it's because he was a blameless man that the enemy took notice of him. But Eliphaz believes that Job has had some moral failing. He doesn't understand that sometimes bad things happen to good people. We live in a world that is suffering the effects of sin. As we learn in Genesis, the world is under a curse and Satan is having a grotesque influence on it. Bad things happen to people, evil people and godly people. I've seen it, and so probably have you. And in chapter 6, Job responds. He says, "Almighty God has shot me with arrows, and their poison spreads through my body. God has lined up his terrors against me." Even Job misunderstands what's going on. He thinks God has caused his suffering. But beloved, remember that God allowed Satan to do these things to Job. And also remember he put a limit on what Satan could do. But God is not doing these things. It may seem like a fine line, but it really isn't. Then Job says, "Why won't God give me what I ask? Why won't he answer my prayer?" I don't think there's a believer alive who hasn't asked those questions. I know I have, many times. We think we know what's best for us, and we sometimes treat God as if he's a miracle vending machine. Well, we don't know what's best for us any more than a 3-year-old knows what's best for them. And God is certainly not at our service, we're at his. But then we see a glimmer of hope as far as Job is concerned. He says, "I know that God is holy." So we see here that Job has not lost perspective on whom God is. That's a good sign. It's good when in the midst of trials to remember that God is holy, that God is in control, despite the circumstances. Job's closing words in this 6th chapter are to his friends. He said, "In trouble like this, I need loyal friends, whether I've forsaken God or not. But you, my friends, you deceive me like streams that go dry when no rain comes." And he says, "You would even roll dice for orphan slaves and make yourselves rich off your closest friends." Well, what do you think? Do you think his friends will change their approach? We'll see next week. Thank you for being here today. I pray you're well and that you're not going through a trial like Job. But if you are, and there may well be someone out there who really is going through a tough time, please know that God truly does love you and that he is with you. Beloved, I speak from experience. Don't give in to the voices that tell you to give up. Hang on. If you'd like to email me, I'd love to hear from you at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll see you tomorrow when we read from a book of prophecy. We'll read Isaiah 12 through 17. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.